Hey there, everybody. Holy shtov. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having an amazing day. So today is Chesed Sheptiferet. It's obviously, as I said, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Beginning of the week of Tiferet. So have some stuff to cover here regarding the week of Tiferet before we get into what it means to have Chesed Sheptiferet. Right, so Tiferet many times is translated as beauty, splendor, whatever splendor is, right? And I think the kind of concept that I a lot of times associated with is harmony, right? Harmony, we see that we just passed through the first 2 weeks, starting with Chesed and Gevurah, which are on two opposite spectrums. On two extremes, right? That the world is not sustainable on, right? As the teaching goes, right? That Avraham Avinu exemplified Chesed, and he was extremely Chesed, extremely kind, extremely giving, and he had two sons, right? He had Yitzchak and Ishmael, one of them a tzaddik, and another one not so much, right? And Yitzchak saw, wow, giving everybody whatever they want isn't necessarily the best thing, and he went to the other extreme and went to Gevurah, right? And he lived his life very strict, very stringent on himself, machpid, machmir, and living on that extreme, right? And we see he also had two children, Yaakov and Esav, one a tzaddik and one not so much, right? To put it mildly. And right, once again, Yaakov saw maybe this wasn't the way, and he looked at his Zadie, looked at his Tati, right? And I thought maybe, okay, cool. These two extremes aren't necessarily to go, wow, what a concept would it be if I knew what to do when I needed to do it? Right, and this is harmony, right? This is harmony. This is Tiferet. This is teaching each child according to their ways, and not just according to their ways as it once was, but according to the ways it is right now at this very moment, what the person needs at this very moment, and not just that, but with ourselves, right? I think we tend to live in the life of extremes. We want to just know what to do and do the same thing all the time, not to stop and think. Right, and it becomes a chore to stop and think about the situation and what I should do here as opposed to a previous time. And the fact of the matter is that many a time we never even gave real thought and credence into our behaviors and why we believe certain things and why we live on an extreme or anything like that. Many a time it's really what was either A, taught to us, or B, even worse, sometimes we have traumas, we have memories or things that kind of scared us into thinking certain things, feeling certain things, and either wanting that same feeling again or avoiding that thing. And many of our behaviors are predicated on these neurotransmitters, right? They say the neurotransmitters that wire together fire together, right? So they were once wired together. And this is what it means to have a trigger, right? What does it mean to have a trigger even, right? You have something that is associated with something else. So when you are encountering this stimuli again, it automatically leads you to that reaction, leads you to those thoughts, leads you to those places. And we never really think about it, right? We never really think about it in the moment. We never rethink them. So many times people, they go through life and they've set their beliefs at 15, 16 years old, and they never really rethink them. They never really goes back and think, hey, this is still serving me? Is this how it's supposed to be? Right? Which is why Rav Benji here in Dance of the Omer specifically talks about that this week is a week of healing. That this is a week of healing. Right? And specifically as well, that the bracha of Tiferet is Refa'inu. Right, which non-coincidentally is the eighth bracha of the Amidah, which we'll talk about maybe, getting a little bit later in the week, talking about what it means, Refa'enu. But briefly, Refa'enu, the eighth bracha, I should say, right? Eight, as we know, corresponds to miracles, corresponding to beyond nature. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What comes after 7 is 1. Right, because the week, one, there's 7 days in the week, so we restart it every single time. Every single, after every Shabbos, we don't go to 8, we don't go to 9, we go back to 1. Right, Yom Nishon. So it's beyond nature to have 8. Also 8 corresponding to Hanukkah, 8 corresponding to the Bris Milah, and who knows 8, I know 8. Really Refa'enu, why Refa'enu? Because we need healing in order to have Tiferet. We need healing in order to have Tiferet. Right? We need healing in order to break away from those kind of behaviors, thoughts that no longer serve us. And really another teaching besides healing is integration. Right? Is integration. Right? Whereas the first 2 weeks, right, we kind of go into these extremes. Okay, great, we learned this theory. Now, how can we properly practice this in our real life? How can I properly practice healthy boundaries? How can I properly practice knowing when to give and when not to give, right? And the fact of the matter is that it has to do with integration. Rav Benji talks about it's not enough to just tear away that thing that was hurting you, it's to have real healing. You have to realize that thing that was hurting you was actually part of the refuah in and of itself. That we have to integrate those things that we learned, not just reject them and say, "Oh, I can't stand that. I can't believe that I ever went through that. I can't believe I ever thought those things. Wow, how stupid was I?" But think like, no, at that point, that's what I needed, and it just came that it didn't serve me anymore, but that's also a part of me. That's also part of my history. That's also part of something that Hashem felt was absolutely positively necessary for me to live the life as I do. Right? So that brings us here to today, which is what? Which is Chetzed Sheptiferet. Right? Chetzed Sheptiferet. He talks about that having refined our boundaries and safe spaces over the course of last week, thereby ridding ourselves of the sources of our pain, today we've been asked, how do we heal? The first step is arriving at a loving presence to accept what is. And this is what he goes into about Chesed Sheptiferet is acceptance, right? Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. If I have the same problems 5 years from now, maybe the practice I've been doing the last few years, I didn't put in enough work. But today, the way that my life is today is for sure because Hashem wants it to be like this today. And right now, I have the opportunity to have free will. Right now, I have the opportunity to put in the work that's necessary today. But if I didn't put it in yesterday, I shouldn't beat myself up and say, oh, what an idiot I am. I can't believe I didn't do it. We have to accept and say, okay, that's what Hashem wanted. Zeu, it was, that was that. And Hashem willed that to happen. This is what it means to have true emunah. And emunah and tiferet are one and the same in a lot of ways. And tiferet and the neshama are one and the same in a lot of ways. And as we know that the world was created to have tiferet, to have harmony. To have harmony means that you have to integrate the ups and the downs. You have to integrate all of the notes, right, of the song. Because every song has high notes and low notes. So we have high notes and low notes in our life as well. And that's a good thing. Because without that, we wouldn't have this beautiful song that we're living. And this is why Tiferet, right, our job is to come back and to find that emunah, to find that neshama that is hidden, that lost princess within us, all of us, and to pull her out of the darkness. And this is why, as well, Yaakov Avinu, it says, the Kabbalists say that the face of Yaakov Avinu is on the Kisei HaKavod. Right, the Tiferet is the Kisei HaKavod, right? To reach the Kisei HaKavod, we have to have that Tiferet, we have to have that healing, we have to have that integration. And the first step in that process is kind to ourselves, to realize, I'm okay, I'm supposed to be. I love myself. Hashem loves me exactly as I am. Yes, do I have things to work on? For sure. But am I doing the process right now? No doubt about it. I've come a long way. I'm very happy with where I am. I'm very happy with my life. I'm happy with my lot in life. Things are so good, and being grateful for the process, being grateful for the things that have worked out, and being grateful for things that haven't worked out. And that's what it means to have acceptance in our integration. Acceptance with the reality. Hashem is the reality. Hashem is going on right now. So, Refrainu v'nerafe, heal me and I'll be healed. That's all it takes, right? But it's a step-by-step process. So, in any case, you should be zoicha to really accept yourself in love and in happiness, and to know that everything has a time and a place, and to know what step to take at each time and place is in itself a process. But we start today by loving ourselves and not judging ourselves on how we're going to be navigating through harmony when different situations arise, and not knowing which step to take. And we should be zoicha to see a full and complete Eretz Yisrael, full Geula for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and protection for everybody who's protecting Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, and the returning of the hostages very soon, speedily, right away. Shkoyach, Chodesh Tov, enjoy.